Michael Libby and Insight on Business, the News Hour, is supported by the Iowa Association of Business and Industry, the premier business organization moving Iowa forward, iowaabi.org. And by Taro International, expert employee training across many disciplines is critical to productivity. Learn more at taro.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Thanks for being with us. And with us in studio is our friend Carlos Alvarez. He's with Taro International. He is one of the Taro trainers, and he talks mostly about how to present and how to make contact with your audience. Welcome back to the News Hour. Good to have you here.
Michael, thank you very much. It's great to see you again.
Tell me, Carlos, you know people say, and we just had Wayne Bruns in just a couple of weeks ago, and he was talking about using visuals. And one of the things we talked about, Carlos, was how people fear getting up and making a presentation, whether it's to 5 people or 5,000 people. What do you think the factor is that makes people afraid to do public speaking?
I appreciate that question, Michael. I think there's a variety of reasons why people may fear. I think the main one is people are just scared to get in front of others to talk. It could be that they don't want to sound silly, dumb, they don't want to make a mistake. There's a fear factor. Of all the human fears, when we ask an adult, what is the number one fear? They say speaking in front of others.
And of course, for you and I, we do this for a living. And it's odd, but I do understand that fear factor that people do have. So, Carlos, can you give folks, and we're going to get into eye contact and presentation, I understand, in just a little bit. Mm-hmm. But what are some tips that you might offer individuals, whether they're presenting in front of a group of 5 people on their business team or 500 people in an auditorium?
Sure. Well, let me just respond to that question in this way.
Sure.
When you're talking to someone, Michael, and they're not making eye contact with mm-hmm. you, what is your perception of that individual?
That they're disinterested.
Disinterested. They're not engaged. Now, how about when they're talking to you, they're talking, and they're not making eye contact with you? Do you have any perception of them?
Same thing.
Same thing.
Yeah, yeah. If your back is turned to the audience and you're reading a PowerPoint, forget about it.
Yeah. And you know what? At the same time, when we don't look at people, eye contact is really important in North America. And I just want to share one thing. When we talk about eye contact, when we communicate or when we present through Taro International, we're talking about eye contact the way we perceive it in North America. There are some cultures where to give someone the utmost respect, you don't make direct eye contact. You look down at the floor and then you look up at their eyes. But we're not talking about in that country or countries. We're talking about eye contact in North America. And so it's important to be able to make direct eye contact because it sends a message or a perception of you when you look at others. Now, go ahead, Mike.
I was just thinking sometimes that can be unnerving to people. Because if the eye contact is so intense,
sure.
You know, you go, wow, wait a minute here, what's going on?
Sure, and I'm so glad you said that. Now, one of the areas that we talk about with eye contact when you are presenting is to make eye contact, and sometimes we have facial expressions that make that eye contact look too intense. So we give feedback on the fact that you're looking at people, not staring people down. Now, you said it could be uncomfortable for the presenter looking at the audience members. It can also be the audience members being looked at. So here's something to think about. Research tells us in North America, most of us are okay being looked at up to 14 seconds. Between 15 to 19 seconds, hey, buddy, take a picture. It lasts longer.
Really?
And if you look at somebody for longer than 20 seconds, we begin to make them feel uncomfortable. Now, having said that, Taro gives a couple of suggestions of what to do with your eye contact when you're presenting.
And what would those be?
Sure. One of the areas that we talk about when we are presenting information is we utilize a technique that we refer to as focus on eyes. What that simply means is that you're not going to look at just one individual, or for many individuals when they're presenting, it's intimidating to make direct eye contact.
Mm-hmm.
They look at a spot on the back wall, or they look at the floor or the ceiling. We challenge individuals, we encourage to look at eye contact. Now, having told you the time parameters, we encourage individuals when you're making a presentation, when you look at a set of eyes, you say a word, a complete thought, or a complete sentence. And here's the hardest part. After you're done with the word, the complete thought, or the complete sentence, you stop talking, and then you look at another set of eyes,
right.
And then you begin to talk.
I would imagine we're speaking with Carlos Alvarez from Tarot International about eye contact and public speaking. Even in a small setting where there are several people around a conference table, that same idea, would that work?
I am so glad you're asking that. I'm sure some of our listeners are thinking that. I don't make presentations. I'm in a small group. The same works with two or three individuals. The idea is that you want to be able to connect with the individual, break eye contact. I know the other question people are thinking, Michael, is what about one-on-one? Well, here's what happens. If you have brought along some kind of pamphlet or something to write on, as you're looking at the individual, when you get done with the word, the thought, or the sentence, it's okay to break eye contact. Look at your notes, look at the pamphlet, look at the flyer you may have, or just break eye contact. That stopwatch starts all over again.
The uncomfortable stopwatch, right? All right. In a one-on-one situation or even in a group situation, I would imagine that that signal that the presenter or the speaker, even in a non-professional setting, when that eye contact is made, that not only shows engagement and interest, but also I think it helps, wouldn't it, be able to digest the information that's coming back to you?
Michael, that comment right there is so true. One of the challenges we have in the modern world we live in is technology. Notebooks are open, smartphones are out, and when we as presenting information can make direct eye contact with our audience, now they're engaged. They're more apt to be paying attention to us than to the technology. Unfortunately for most presenters, they're not looking at audience members' eyes. By not being looked at, it gives me and the audience the opportunity to look elsewhere, which is why many presenters, when they look out and they share with us, how do I get them to listen to me because they're not listening? It's the eye contact that draws your audience in.
I see. All right. So we've talked about one-on-one communication. We've talked about in a boardroom or in a setting with a team, perhaps. When the audience gets larger and there's 25, 45, 500 people there, where do you look to make that eye contact? Is it the front of the room? Is it the back of the room? Do you get to wander out there and make eye contact with individuals? What's the best thought?
Michael, I was hoping you would ask me that question because I'm sure our listeners are saying small group makes sense, larger audience. I can't look at everybody.
Right.
So here's our suggestion. And there's times when you are on stage and there's lights on you, you may not be able to see beyond the first or second row. Our suggestions for you are to look out into the audience where eyes should be, and you finish the word, the thought, or the sentence, pausing, going to another area. You may not be able to see the audience member or members, but wherever you're looking, their perception is you're looking at them. I can't tell you how many audience members have gone through our training and have said to me, you don't get it. You don't get it. That singer was singing to me. Bruce Springsteen was singing to me. And when I say, where were you sitting? Up in the rafters, but he was looking right at me. No, he wasn't. He's using a technique that works for many entertainers where they look out, sing part of the lyrics, and it pulls in the audience members in whatever area they're looking at.
And when we're imparting this, small group, one-on-one, large group, all of those tools that you've just talked about, and we've only really talked about one, is eye contact. And it's your feeling, and through Tarot International, that you train on this, and you're finding individuals who have come back after testing this? They say, hey, we had a better engaged audience.
Michael, they not only say a better engaged audience, they say some other things. They say things like this. I can't believe by just looking at a set of eyes, it allowed me to slow down. Because I've been the kind of presenter that goes off to the races. I speak 100 miles an hour.
Got it.
It slowed me down. I've had others that have come back and said, I can't believe I used to be the type of presenter that had a lot of filler words. I was trying to think of what I was going to say next. I had a lot of ums and ahs. With this, looking at people's eyes, those filler words have been reduced or eliminated. So those are some of the benefits you get by looking out at your audience members' eyes. Slows you down, can reduce or eliminate filler words.
Filler words. You're a speaking professional. And oftentimes we hear those filler words by many, many individuals that are out there. It's difficult to believe that simply by making eye contact, you'll get rid of the ums and ahs, because those really do impart uncomfortableness on the part of the speaker.
I would agree with you. And when the speaker feels uncomfortable, that message is sent to the audience too. Now, one of the other benefits of being able to look at a set of eyes, here's the amazing part, Michael. This is a technique that most of us do when we communicate with others. And it's the same technique when we get up in front of an audience. But for most adults, because the number one fear is talking in front of others, mm-hmm. there's some adrenaline flowing through the body. Yet this eye contact, it slows you down to a conversational pace. And it's amazing. Those filler words, which is for a lot of presenters is a segue to their next thought.
Sure.
By being able to finish a word, a thought, or a complete sentence, there's no need for that filler word. Our brain works that way. It's amazing.
Well, not only eye contact and considering that trend or that opportunity, I would imagine that just knowing the information that you're going to be speaking about is so critical. Can you speak just for a moment about how important it is to rehearse whatever it is that you're saying before you give that presentation, whether it's a one-on-one, a large group, or a small group in a boardroom?
Sure. Michael, you're asking me, is it important for me to know my material?
Yeah.
Is it important for me to practice? And Tarot International will share with you, it is vitally important for you to practice, and even better, to even have an opportunity to check your surroundings of where you are going to present so that you feel not necessarily comfortable, but you're aware of the environment you're going to be in. We would encourage you, you need to know your material. That's number one. Two, if you need to use notes, bring them along. Now, one of the suggestions we have for you, if you use notes, is to be able to place them where you can have access to them. And then you get close to them and you look at them. You don't read them out loud, but you look at them. You take the time it takes to look at them, get your next thought. You look back up, find a set of eyes, and continue
on with
you.
Make that eye contact.
That in itself will make you appear different than what most presenters do, is they look at their notes and they talk to their notes instead of looking up at their audience members.
Amazing stuff. His name is Carlos Alvarez. The company is called Tarot International, and we were talking about making eye contact, what that simple thing can do for you and your next presentation. Carlos, thanks so much for doing this.
Michael, thank you very much for inviting me back.
It's always a pleasure. Tarot International, ladies and gentlemen, Carlos Alvarez. We'll be back in just a moment. This is Insight on Business, the News Hour. You can